We'll discuss a little bit about the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah, the mitzvah of making a bracha before studying Talmud Torah. So Birkas HaTorah is different than most other brachas in different ways. In one way, it's different that 99% of the blessings we make are all rabbinical in nature. The blessing we make before we put on tefillin, before we put on our talis, before we eat matzah, before we light near Hanukkah. Basically, all the brachas we make are rabbinical, and the rabbis set up brachas in order to prepare us for the mitzvah. It was a hachana. That's why that was always the no de Yehuda. He was known for his complaint against the Hasidim that they say the Hinani Muchan Uzuma, they do many other things to add to the preparation. He said Chazal gave us the Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's enough. So that's a separate discussion in terms of saying, how much preparing you need for a mitzvah. But so most blessings are only rabbinical. There's one bracha which is clearly biblical, everyone agrees to, and that's the bracha of the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, grace after meals, better known as benching. Ve'yachalta v'savata uve'rachta. The Torah tells us you shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless. So from here, the Gemara in Brachas, as well as other places, learns out a biblical commandment of benching. Of course, there's some details within it, how much you have to eat, whether it's biblical, but if you eat and you're satisfied, biblically you are obligated. If you eat and you're not satisfied, meaning it's all bread, of course, then rabbinically you're obligated. But clearly benching exists on a biblical level. If you fit the criteria, you are obligated in benching. So that's a clear-cut bracha. The other one, which is a point of contention, which is a dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban, Nechmanides and Maimonides. Nechmanides says clearly the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Nechmanides spells it out. The bracha we make before, again, when I say the Birkas HaTorah, I don't mean when we get called up for an aliyah. That's clearly rabbinical in nature. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is probably only rabbinical in nature. I'm talking about the blessing you make in the morning before you study Torah. So the Ramban clearly states it's a biblical mitzvah, and the Rambam is, well, I'm sure the Rambam's clear in his own mind what he thinks, but other people aren't clear what the Rambam thinks, and there's a point of contention because the Rambam doesn't write explicitly like the Ramban, there is a mitzvah min HaTorah, Birkas HaTorah. That leads to a different discussion. Does the Rambam agree with the Ramban, but he just doesn't write it here? You would find it somewhere else. If he doesn't write it because it's a dispute. So for our purposes, we'll call it a machlokas, the Ramban versus the Rambam. Whether it's true or not, that depends on how we learn the Rambam. But so what is in the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What is the issue between the Ramban and the Rambam? Why does the Ramban say it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, and why does the Rambam say that? So the simple pshat, the Gemara tells, because Gemara quotes a pasuk we say at the end of Devarim, we read Kishem, and it's also at the beginning of Mincha and Musaf, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you call out God's name, meaning when you're going to learn the Torah, Havagod, you have to make a bracha. That's what the Gemara learns out. So the Ramban takes that Gemara literally, and he says that's the source of Birkas HaTorah min HaTorah. The Rambam will have to say it's only an asmachta, it's only an allusion to, but it's not biblical. So, but it could be as well, what is, by understanding what the nature of the brach is, will tell us whether it's biblical or rabbinical. The Ramban clearly states there are three categories of brachas. There's what we call the classical Birkas HaMitzvah, the brach we make before we do a mitzvah, a talis tefillin. There's a bracha we make before we eat, Birkas Hanenin, before we eat, put any food in our mouth, we make a blessing. And the third category is Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, blessing of praise and thanksgiving. That's when you
right.
Well, you know, it's either or. You know, either you know, thunder, lightning, on different, on praising, on you know, perhaps maybe kedushin on the marriage, whatever, different right. discussions. So there's three. So the Ramban clearly states Birkas HaTorah falls onto door number three. It's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. We have an obligation every day of the year to thank God that we were chosen and He gave us the Torah. So the Ramban writes, it tells us two things. He's not ambiguous at all. It's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah and it's Min HaTorah. So that would make sense. And if the Rama holds it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then it would make sense, then the brach would only be Durabanan, because all the other brachas you make before mitzvah is only rabbinic. So that could be one issue. The Ramban who holds the nature of the blessing is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, therefore it makes more sense. You could argue stronger, it's biblical, but according to the Rambam, it's just like you make a bracha before learning, you make a bracha before tefillin, so it's only a bracha Durabanan. And in fact, that's why they answer up the famous question, if women are exempt from the pure mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In other words, it says, of course, women have to learn Torah. They got to know how to keep Shabbos, kosher, etc. But from a pure technical learning per se, let's assume a woman knows everything she has to know to be a good Jew. So she has no obligation to learn anymore. For a man, it doesn't make a difference if you know everything, you still have an obligation to do the Maaseh Lishmah. You have to learn every day, daily, no matter, you know, not that we have to worry about knowing everything, that's not an issue for us, but hypothetically, if we knew everything, we'd still have to learn more because it's a mitzvah of learning per se. So the question is, why are women obligated? The Rav Yosef Cairo, this is a dispute between the Ashkenaz and Sfardim that we've discussed at different times, whether a woman who volunteers a mitzvah she's exempt in, i.e. sukkah, lulav, can she make a blessing? So the Rambam and the Machaber say no, because how could you say vitzivanu? You're not commanded. And we assume no, vitzivanu is not going on me per se, it's going on the generic Klai Yisrael, so a woman can't say it. That's a general dispute. But even the Machaber, even Rav Yosef Cairo, who normally says a woman cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah she's exempt from because she can't say vitzivanu, so yet the Machaber writes, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. Even the Machaber says, even though women are exempt from Talmud Torah per se, they still are obligated every morning to make this blessing. So how do you reconcile? So there are many answers. But it's a simple answer based on this Ramban, that because by all other brachas, the Birkas HaMitzvah, so they're exempt. But this is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, we're thanking God for giving the Jewish people the Torah. So then the Torah was given to the men, women, and children as well. Women got the same Torah we got, and therefore that's why the Ramban, so it fits in well with the Ramban, that the Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, why the Machaber would single out women here, even though normally they're exempt, because it's not the classical Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. So, and whose opinion is this as well? It's the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon seems to learn like the Rambam, at least our understanding of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah, is going on the mitzvah, it's not a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, you're making a bracha before you learn Torah. Just like other men, how do we know this? Because there's a very interesting dispute between the Vilna Gaon and Rav Yosef Cairo. Everyone agrees if you wake up in the morning, you open up a sefer and start learning, you go to a shiur, you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. Yeah. But I'm sure you deal with this problem daily, Henry. You wake up in the morning, you're still in bed, you haven't got a chance to make any blessings yet, and you're immediately thinking about last night's shiur or what you're learning about. So the question is hear her thinking and learning, does that warrant a Birkas? Are you allowed to think in Torah before you actually learn, you have to make a blessing? What about thinking in Torah? Yeah. So the Machaber writes, you don't have to make a Birkas HaTorah. As if you're just thinking and learning, it's okay. The Vilna Gaon disagrees and says, of course you have to make a bracha. So what's the nekudas hamachogas? What's the issue? So the Vilna Gaon clearly learns it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah we're making the bracha on. So what's the difference if I'm thinking and learning or writing? In other words, let's say no one would say, let's say if you're learning b'chavrusa, I happen to be reading the Gemara, are you listening? Like, does that mean you're not learning? Right now you're learning, you're thinking and learning right now. So of course, he says, if the bracha is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's what the building goes, of course you have to make a blessing. But the Mechaber writes, no, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shevach Voldad, and that's only clear. No one knows what I'm thinking. I can't just wake up and make a so you're doing it before you're actually going to go start davening and start learning. So it has to be something, and that's why right after the bracha, we actually read a couple of psukim. So it has to be something recognizable. So that's a fundamental dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban. And number one, whether Birkas HaTorah is different than most other brachas. This is a mitzvah in our Torah. And along these lines, the Ramban says it's a bircha shevach v'hodah. It's a bracha of praise and thanksgiving. While the Rambam holds it's a bircha samitzvah. And that's why we can understand the machlokes, the Vilna Gaon, and the Mechaber on whether thinking and learning requires a bircha satorah. The Vilna Gaon says an absolute yes, because by thinking and learning, you are learning. Even though thinking today is a lost art, but thinking and learning is a mitzvah. And the Mechaber says you need something more concrete in terms of actually verbalizing and speaking.